Welcome back to another episode of The Inspired Educator, empowering new teachers to thrive. I'm your host, Dr. Crockett, and I'm so excited to have you join me today. This podcast is all about supporting new and aspiring teachers as they navigate the joys and challenges of teaching. Whether you're a first-year teacher, a substitute teacher, or transitioning into education, we are here to uplift and support you as you navigate your teaching journey. You are here today because you want to be a great teacher. But let's be honest, when you're planning multiple content areas, using a scripted curriculum, and juggling limited planning time, it can be exhausting. That's why today I am walking you through a few practical steps to help you streamline your lesson planning so you can save time, reduce stress, and set yourself up for success. Before we jump into these practical steps, let me start by saying that I am making some assumptions when I give you the following tips. One, I am assuming that you work in a school or a district that is providing you with scripted curricular resources. You are not having to piece together your lesson plans based off of free things that you find online, or you do not have to write your own curricular resources. I am assuming that you are having to plan all of your content areas on your own. So you are an elementary school teacher. You do not have the support of your teammates. You are not planning with an instructional coach. You are responsible for sitting down, planning your reading, your writing, your math, your science, your social studies, and SEL if your district requires you to teach it. I am assuming you are an average teacher that only gets 4 planning periods per week, because one of your planning periods is taken up with PLCs. I am assuming that as a new teacher, you have already realized you cannot get everything done at school. Your 50-minute plan period is not enough time to complete all of your lesson planning, so you are only spending 2 days outside of school, and that's it. I am also assuming that science and social studies are not being taught at the exact same time. I'm assuming that you are alternating, maybe teaching science this month, and then you'll jump into social studies next month. You have it broken up towards where you are not teaching science and social studies in the exact same day, but they're alternating. With those assumptions in mind, here is what I would recommend that you do in order to streamline your lesson planning so that you don't waste unnecessary time. The first thing that I am going to tell you is that you have to get organized. Before you can dig into your scripted lessons, your scripted curriculum, you have to have a system in place in order for you to stay organized. How do you do that? Sit down and think about the best way you take in information. So how do you take notes? When you sit down to read something, how do you take notes so that you can retain the information that you are reading? Are you a person that needs to highlight things? Are you a person that needs to physically write things down? So maybe you use post-it notes, you have a notebook, or maybe you literally write on the side of whatever it is that you're reading. Maybe you are a person who types out your notes, so you are going to need some type of digital planning document in order for your lesson planning to be effective. However you take notes, you need to make sure you have those resources close to you. So if you are a person who highlights, make sure you have your different color highlighters. If you are a person who uses post-it notes, maybe you write on the side of your teacher's manual, or maybe you write in a notebook. Whichever one of those writing methods work for you, make sure you have those resources. Get your pile of post-it notes, get yourself a notebook, use the same notebook. Do not keep grabbing random pieces of paper. Do not keep changing notebooks. Be consistent. Use the exact same notebook for your lesson planning. If you simply write in your teacher's manual, make sure that you have some colored pens next to you so you are ready to go. If you are a person who needs to use things on the computer, you don't want to use paper and pencil, you prefer typing. Make sure that you have a document or a digital planner that you are going to continue to use throughout your lesson planning process. Make sure that your online files are organized. So if you use Google Drive, make sure you have a Google folder that is set up where you can keep all of your lesson planning documents, one for ELA, one for science, one for social studies, one for SEL. If that doesn't work for you, maybe you are a monthly planner. Maybe you want to set up your lesson plans by month. So maybe you'll do it for August, September, October, November, and so on. Whichever method works for you. Once you figure that out, get it set up and be consistent. You have to stay organized. If you do not stay organized, you are going to cause yourself a lot of unnecessary stress and your lesson planning is going to take a lot longer. The next thing that I am going to recommend you do after you are organized, you know how you are going to dig into your curriculum, you know how you are going to take notes. I highly recommend that you begin with the end in mind. If you have listened to any of my prior podcasts or you follow me on LinkedIn, you already know that I am a huge fan of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. One of those habits is to begin with the end in mind. Lesson planning is like using your GPS. You need to know where you are going before you can start driving. Instead of jumping straight into your scripted lessons, start by looking at what students need to master. In order to figure that out, I would recommend you look at your benchmark assessments. What are the goals that they need to achieve when they take those benchmark assessments? So at the time of this podcast, it is currently February. You most likely have just completed some benchmark assessments, your middle of the year benchmark assessments in December, maybe January. So now you need to be looking at your end of year assessments to see what do my students need to have mastered by the end of this school year. The next thing I'm going to tell you to look at is to look at your end of unit assessments. Wherever you are in your curriculum now, look at your end of unit assessments and determine what skills, what standards do my students need to have mastered by the end of this unit. Look at your weekly quizzes, your weekly assessments. Think about your observations that you have been making with your students. What are the important skills, the priority standards that your district has in place that you know your students need to master? What skills, what standards have you been working on, but your students still don't have it? After you have looked at your benchmark assessments, your end of unit assessments, your weekly assessment, you've looked at your priority standards. Now you are ready to sit down and dig into your scripted curriculum. As you are reading through your lesson plans, you need to pull out which lessons, which activities align with your assessments or your priority standards. If it does not align with your priority standards, if it does not get your students closer to mastering those standards or doing well on their quizzes and assessments, then that's not going to be a priority for you as you are lesson planning. Your priority needs to be on the things that your students have to master. That is what I mean by beginning with the end in mind. At this point, you are organized. You know exactly what you need to be teaching your students. You know what the priority standards are. You know what your focus needs to be. The next thing you need to do as you sit down and dig into your lessons, you need to keep in mind that you are not going to recreate anything. I know how tempting it's going to be to go back and make your lessons more exciting for your students. to add cute activities, to elaborate on projects, to go back to TikTok, to Pinterest, to Facebook, to Teachers Pay Teachers, and reorganize your lessons. But when you are already stretched thin, you are a new teacher, you are struggling with classroom management, you are struggling with analyzing your data, you are really trying to keep up with the teacher next door or with what your mentor is doing, you do not have time to reinvent the wheel. I highly recommend that you stick to your teacher's manual. You are in a very, very fortunate position where your district has given you scripted curricular resources. During your first year of teaching, simply use the resources. Follow the scripted curriculum as it is written before you even think about modifying it. Only adjust the curriculum when absolutely necessary. You are a first-year teacher. You need more experience under your belt before you can modify curriculum. Do not waste hours. Do not waste your evenings. Do not waste your precious lesson planning time trying to recreate the curriculum. Use it as it is written. One, that is going to tell you if the curriculum actually works. Two, it's going to save you time. You don't know if this curriculum works if you don't use it. You cannot always go off of what other teachers are telling you. Use the curriculum as it is written before you try to modify it. You have sat down. You are highly organized. You are ready to dig into your scripted curriculum. You have your teacher's manual open in front of you. You have read through the lesson. You have highlighted. You have taken notes. You have marked up. You have pulled out only the important things that your students need to know. You have done this for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The next thing that you need to do is determine, how am I going to deliver this lesson? I know what I need to teach. In theory, I know how to teach it because I'm lucky and I have a scripted curriculum. Now the next thing that I need to do is to figure out what specific materials do I need in order to effectively deliver this lesson to my students. How many times have you started teaching something only to realize, oh, I don't have that worksheet, so I'm not going to be able to do that. Oh, you have to have everything ready to go in order for a smooth lesson. Whenever you do not have all of your materials and you stop teaching, you look around the classroom, you start digging for the math manipulatives that you forgot to prepare. While you are doing this, you are losing your students. This is when behaviors start to occur. So being fully prepared is going to be key, and it's going to be a crucial part of the lesson planning process. What I recommend that you do after you are done going through your scripted lesson, the next thing is to make a list of all materials that you are going to need for a successful lesson implementation. Create a weekly materials list, not daily, weekly. After you have all of your reading lesson plans, will focus on reading for this example. After you have all of your reading lesson plans for the 5 days, for the week, write down what you are going to need for each of those lessons. Then you will have a weekly list of materials that you need to gather. After you have made your list, making sure to include a teacher list and a student list. What is it that teachers need in order to be successful? So if you are like me and you teach from a slide deck, you need to have your slide decks for the week. If you need to have any anchor charts, you need to get those created. Get all of your teacher resources. Then make sure you have all of your student resources. Make sure you have all of your copies made. Make sure if you are a kindergarten teacher like me, you have any craft materials cut out, printed, copied on color paper, whatever your preference is, whether you have your students do the cutting or whether you do the cutting. However you have that laid out, make sure that you are prepared. Make sure that you have those materials ready to go. Make sure that your students will have their math manipulatives if they should need them. Any manipulatives, handouts, or visuals need to be prepared and ready to go before you start teaching. If you are a teacher who uses digital resources, so if you do a read aloud from YouTube, or if there is a digital game that you are going to play with your students, make sure that you have those bookmarked. Or again, if you are like me and you teach from slide decks, embed those links into your slide decks. So when you're teaching, all you have to do is click on that link and you are good to go. You should not be searching for links while your students are sitting there waiting for you. Have those things ready. I personally use my Fridays to prep any physical materials that I might need. So if I teach from slide decks, which I do, I'm using Friday's lesson planning to get those slide decks done. For me, I am at a point where I am literally copying and pasting, copy and paste. So I can get 5 slide decks done for ELA in a 50-minute planning period. If you need to make any copies of worksheets or assessments, get those copies made on Friday. Make sure that you have a system to file those copies. What you don't want to do is do all of this hard work and lesson planning and prepping and then have nowhere to put your materials. So if you are a person who uses those multicolored storage bins that are on wheels, label it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then simply slide your copies in. If you are somebody who has a filing cabinet, then label your folders Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then slide those copies right in. Make sure you have some system, some organizational system where your copies can be placed so they're not sitting out and it creates a bigger issue when you're ready to go and teach because you can't find your lessons. You can't find your copies. Now, here's a bonus tip. When you are creating your lessons, create your lessons for longevity. What does that mean? That means that you might be teaching these lessons for the first time this year, but guess what? More than likely, you are going to teach the same lesson again next year. Save yourself future stress by planning with longevity in mind. What can you do to make your lesson planning easier year after year after year? You will not be a first-year teacher forever. Once you get this year under your belt, things are going to be so much easier. So think about that as you are prepping now. If you are a person who types your lesson plans or any digital resources, actually, make sure that you're saving those digital copies. We've already talked about how could you potentially set up your Google Drive so that you are organized, right? At the beginning of our podcast, we said, maybe you want to organize it by month, January, February, March, and so on. Maybe you decide you would like to organize it by content area. So maybe you would do reading, you would do writing, science, social studies, whatever content you have to teach. Make sure that you're organized. Make sure that your organizational system works for you. I use mine in Google Drive. So whenever I am planning, I do it monthly. I have a folder for January. Then I break that down by the weeks in January. I have a folder for my lesson planning template, and then I have a folder for my slide decks. Next year, when January rolls around, I'm not recreating anything. I'm going back to my January folder. I'm looking at the lesson plans that I created. I am determining what am I going to use again? What worked really well for my kindergartners? What did not work really well? I am not starting from scratch. When I am doing my lessons, I also take really quick notes. I have post-its with me all the time. Like they're sitting on my table. They might be sitting on a chair. Sometimes I have a clipboard with post-it notes on them because I know that maybe this is something new I'm trying and I need to document. Did this go well? Did this not? I have really quick notes and I'll say, oh, don't do this again next year. Oh no, this was great. You need to keep this. Not only do I have digital copies that I'm saving for next year, I have quick notes that I can refer back to. Remember, I said if you are a person who uses a notebook, use the same notebook. This is another reason why that will be beneficial. If you use the same notebook, then you can quickly go back to your notes and say, oh, this was great last year. My kids really loved it. I'm going to make this one small change. The last thing I'm going to recommend on making lesson planning easier for future years in education is to talk with your teammates. If you have an amazing team who's willing to share resources, then ask them for those resources and be sure to share yours. As a new teacher, you are going to be surrounded by veteran teachers. You are going to have a mentor. Lean on them, right? Don't sit here and do something that's not working. If they are willing to share, take whatever resources they are willing to share. Save it for later. If you've already done your lesson planning, then you go into a PLC or a team meeting, or maybe teammates just pop into your classroom and they give you resources. Don't try to recreate your lesson plans that you've already done. Just say thank you and hold on to it for next year. Save yourself unnecessary stress and don't create more lesson planning than you have to. Now, let's do a really quick recap because I gave you a lot of information. The first thing that you want to do in order to streamline your lesson planning is to be organized. The next thing that you want to do once you have your organization in place, you have your resources, begin with the end in mind. Go and look at your benchmark assessments, your end of unit assessments, any quizzes that you may have to take. Look at your priority standards. What is it that your students need to know? Keep that in mind as you sit down and dig into your curricular resources. You're organized. You know what you're looking for. Now it's time to dig into those scripted resources. As you are reading through your lessons, do not recreate the lessons. Stick with what you have. You are a first-year teacher. You have a lot of things on your plate. Do not add unnecessary stress. Follow the scripted curriculum as it is written your first year in education. After you have gone through your lesson, you now want to go back and make a list of materials. Write down all of the materials, teacher materials and student materials that you are going to need for your lessons. Take your Fridays, go through and get all of those materials, your slide decks, your copies, any manipulatives that you might need, anything that you might need to cut, anything that your students might need for crafts. Whatever you need for your lessons, get them all ready before the lesson. Bonus tip, plan for longevity. As you are creating these resources, as you are gathering your resources, as you are digging through your scripted curriculum, save what you're doing. Find an organized way to save what you're doing. So next year, all you have to do is go back into your Google Drive, click on January, look at that lesson, and you are ready to teach. Remember when lesson planning, it should not take over your entire life. With the right systems in place, you can teach effectively, efficiently, and with confidence. After listening to today's episode, I hope you're walking away with actionable steps and a little more confidence to tackle your classroom challenges. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode of The Inspired Educator, empowering new teachers to thrive, where we break down the tools, strategies, and mindset shifts you need to thrive in your classroom. Before you go, please like, download, and follow this podcast so you never miss an episode. Share this episode with a fellow educator who could use a little extra support. Drop a comment or question below. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. Keep showing up, keep learning, and remember, you're not just surviving, you're thriving with a purpose. See you next time.